Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
It's game time.
Spillin' tea and talkin' sports. You're listening to the Game Day Tea Podcast with your host,
say my name,
D. Gill.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's D. Gill here, host of the Game Day Tea Podcast. So excited to do this episode because it is Black History Month and I want to highlight a very, very inspirational member of the media for this month's episode. A special Black History Month episode, if you will say that, want to call it. But first, if you missed any of my past episodes, please go to your favorite podcast host platform, whether that's Spotify or Apple, and search Out Sports and the Game Day T. And while you're at it, listen to all of my other co-hosts podcast at Outsport. You will not be disappointed. Social media, DGILTM, DGILTM, and the Game Day T, of course, on Instagram and Facebook, also on Twitter as well. Let's get right into this. My Black History Month person, inspiration person, it's hard to just sum it up in one type of description that you want to call somebody that you look up to. And that is LZ Grandison for me. LZ Grandison is an African-American male who works in the sports industry. Not only is he a African-American male, because there's a ton of us now, every sports, ESPN show you look on, we have some good representation. We can't say that we're lacking in that department. However, the reason why I'm bringing him up, LZ Grandison, it's because he's openly gay, an openly gay black male that's been doing this for years. Growing up, seeing him on my TV, I didn't know he was gay at first. I was young, didn't know. As I got older and I started reading and researching, oh, okay, he's like me, So it's ironic because, here I am, growing up in Atlanta, thinking that there's no one else that looks like me and that identifies as gay that likes sports. Just didn't grow up around it, right? All the kids in my neighborhood were all straight. And here he is working at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the whole time. contributing to that. And this is like, I guess I didn't even do my research, but that's how, not gonna say this. Not well known it was out at the time for an openly black gay male to be in sports like that. And it's still kind of rare. He's doing awesome things. He had a 17-year career at ESPN. Right now he's like has a podcast of ABC Life Out Loud with LZ Grandison, doing really, really well. He's an Emmy award-winning journalist. He's an open-ed columnist for the Los Angeles Times. Homie, LZ, if you're listening, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. And I just want to say, I want to give you your flowers, as I guess that's the new trending term that everyone's saying. He needs your flowers. Well, you're getting your flowers again for this Black History Month podcast episode of the Game Day D, because I appreciate you being true to who you are. You are an LGBTQ history icon, as named by the Equality Forum in 2021. You are Emmy Award winner. You are a GLAAD Award winner. You are a advocate. You are that dude. you are that dude. You were inducted to the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association Hall of Fame. Your Myth of the Gay Agenda TED Talk has 1.7 million views as a black gay man in America. In America, y'all. This dude is doing stuff like this. I want to give you your flowers. You inspired me to do this podcast. I honestly just went on a wing and a prayer, and I just started this podcast, and I'm so thankful for the journey and the ride. And, you know, sometimes in life we have to move on. You know, I hate to say that this podcast will be coming to an end pretty soon here. And, you know, it's kind of bittersweet because I met so many people along the way that have, you know, really forged relationships in this industry, this sports industry, this LGBTQ plus sports industry. And I am so thankful for everyone that I met doing this podcast. It means so much to me. And it's just like, LZ, even though sometimes one door closes, you have proven to other gay men, black gay men out there, that another door and another door and another door will open. LZ, when you left ESPN, you put on your Instagram narrative about, you know, what's going on and like your goodbye speech. And I just want to read something for you all that are listening out there that really struck out to me, because it really resonated with me, because I felt the exact same way. It goes like this. I know I ain't for everybody, and I'm cool with that. Most unapologetically black gay dudes aren't. So for the folks who ride or die with me, please know I'm just changing vehicles, not the journey. Announcing some new projects very soon, so I hope you continue to ride along. Man. That speaks volumes to me. You know, I really enjoy doing this podcast for you all. You know, each Tuesday that I put out an episode, and if LZ can do it, so can I. The journey must go on. People still need to hear this black gay voice, and you will hear this black gay voice coming through your ears, your speakers, wherever you are, your AirPods, on the train, on the bus, at work, in your car, wherever you listen to the Game Day, T and D Gill, I will continue. And I just want to say thank you, LZ, Mr. Granderson, for paving that way. You have really showed me that anything is possible. And yes, black gay men do belong in sports. Everyone, take care. I love you all. And as always, I'm going to end each episode by saying, stay true, be you, and be fierce. Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.